Good morning. 00 hours.
Clear.
57 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours.
Clear.
56 degrees. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 02 hundred hours.
Mostly clear.
54 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours.
Clear.
53 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 04 hundred hours.
Clear.
51 degrees. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 05 hundred hours.
Clear.
50 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours.
Mostly clear.
50 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 07 hundred hours.
Partly sunny.
51 degrees.
N8LJN mobile monitoring.
Good morning. 08 hundred hours.
Mostly cloudy.
53 degrees. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 09 hundred hours.
Partly sunny.
59 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford.
4WOY.
Good morning, 1000 hours. Mostly sunny. 63 degrees.
Hey, listen to 38, Pat, WA8WQU. KE8ZTP. You got things tuned in at that, WA8WQU.
KDE-IWS Mobile.
Good morning, Kurt. I'm trying to help somebody out here. Not sure if he's got his radio organized quite yet. He got a kind of new radio and put frequencies into it. And I thought I'd give him a little help on checking this 38 out.
Yeah, okay, very good. Yeah, I'm on the Fenton repeater, actually. So I'm on the link system. But, yeah, I'm just pulling into my destination. I want to say good morning to you. I heard you and Pat talking. He's trying out a new 2100. So 7 through, Terry. I'll let you get back at it. Have a great day and a good weekend. This is Kurt in Fenton on the 7-8 repeater. Clear.
Thank you, Kurt. It reminded me about it being a link system here, too. Thanks for the reminder, and thanks for letting me know that my radio is okay. Yeah, we'll wait for Pat here. If you're around, Pat, K8ZTP, WA8WQU.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Tango Papa. I'm the Bofang. I'm still trying to find the dial TL tone for the 38.
Oh, okay. Now we'll wait here then for you, or well, how can I help?
Oh, you can stick around until I figure this out.
Okay, I think it should be about 100 hertz, unless things are different.
Radio check on the 147.38 KE8ZTP.
That worked fine. That worked fine.
Now I gotta figure out how to send. WA8WQU. This is Kilo Echo 8. The Tango Papa. Are you out there?
Yep, I'm here on the 38.
Well, I got it set. I just got to save it to memory. So I got the first one because it's already programmed into it. I got to get this one programmed into it as well. So I'm going to be off the air for a minute while I try to look up the manual for this.
Roger, roger. I'm listening to both the 26 and the 38, so I can hear you on both. But the other radio's in the other room. So if I can help, let me know. WA8WQU.
WA8WQU, this is Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Tango Papa. Terry, are you out there?
Finally here. I was in the other room. So did you get the memory stored?
No, not yet. What am I doing? I'm going to print out the manual and actually go through and read it some more. It already had the Flint 26 in there, but I'm trying to get the 38 and the 34 program. So it'll probably be a minute while I'll be off there trying to figure this out.
Okay, I understand. I'll catch you back on the 26 and I'll be monitoring that one. So if you can go from the 26 to the 3, that'd be a lot.
Roger, understood. I'll go back to the 26.
You're going to need to test on the 3.8 here, too, because after you store it, put it in memory, you're going to have to go from the 2.6 to the 3.8 to make sure that it actually moved to the 3.8. So you might be in both places, but I just thought I'd let you know if something happens here, I'll be on the 2.6.
Understood. With that, this is Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Tango, Papa, Clip.
Good luck on the memory storage. K-E-8-Z-T-P, W-A-8-W. K-E-8-Z-T-P, K-E-8-Z-Tango, Papa. You copy, Pat? Is the memory stored okay? W-A-8-W-Q-U.
W-A-8-W-Q-U, this is Kilo Echo 8, Z-Tango, Papa. Patrick, can you read me? Okay, Terry.
Yeah, real fine. Yeah, that memory is stored then. Do you have the next one in hand? Oh, how about the 710? What are the repeaters that we want to check out here? Let me know and I'll get mine ready here.
Well, let me get this saved and actually stored and see what we can go from there. Other than that, go back to the 14726 QSY.
Hey, before you go, I hope you're still here. Just because you are here, doesn't if you're still in your VFO or VFO 1, VFO 2 or something, did you memory number change? Like if you put the 3.8 in memory number 3.8, did it actually stay there? So when you go there and come back, because you know having it in the memory, pardon me, the VFO can mess you up if you think it's in the memory. It's really in a VFO. Am I making myself halfway clear here?
Yes, you are, Terry. I understand. I'm going to try to move it from what's called the scratch pad to an actual memory location, because you can program everything in the scratch pad because it can scan the field tone or whatnot. And I'm going to move it to the actual memory location itself.
Okay, I'm at your service. So did you mention a frequency you wanted to try next, or are we going to go back to the 2.6 while you're reading?
Go back to the 2.6, and I'll meet you back over there in about two minutes. This is Kilo Echo 8, Dead Tango Papa.
Hey, catch you back there, W-A-8-W-Q.
Good morning, 1100 hours, mostly sunny, 69 degrees.
K-8-ZTP, Pat, K-8-ZTP, you copy on the 147, 78,
W-A-8-W-Q. W-8-C-M-N, repeater.
I'm not sure what happened, but there was a 10-second noise in there, so if there was somebody or that was you, didn't work. Can you jack the power up just a little bit, see if it makes a difference? Just had a trace of your waist inflection in there. So it doesn't look like you'll be able to get to the FET machine.
This is
original copy, but I did understand what you were saying pretty much. So let's go back to the 2-6 and we'll talk about this. WA8WQ.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 72 degrees.
A DLC and a GYU. GYU. NAGYU, Vicki, NAGLC, you hear? Yes, not, NAGYU, clear.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Sunny, 75 degrees.
Well, where are you at, girl? You just out cruising, or are you on the home base?
I'm at home. I was in the kitchen cutting up some eggplant, and my husband was out and about picking up a part for the tractor, and he says, hey, I think your buddy Rick's hollering for you. We can get on the radio.
Okay, well, I didn't want to distract you from your eggplant chores. You having fried eggplant dipped in egg batter and grits?
Oh, no, that sounds good. I didn't even think of that. No, I'm making baba ganoush. It's a dip that I can just put my crackers and taco chips in.
I don't think I've ever had that one. That sounds like a new one. Huh. Yeah, we usually cut ours up in slices when we eat it. We don't eat that too much, but we like the green tomatoes. We love green tomatoes. She makes green tomatoes, and they're dipped in the batter and deep fried, and it's like, oh my God! No wonder I'm gaining weight. It's like it's good stuff, though. Gotta have that. And then last night we had chicken and homemade baked beans. And those are absolutely delicious, especially once you use 6 pounds of salt pork and bacon in it, and then you put the B&M baked beans in there, which are getting harder to get, by the way. I had to order a case from the department store and get a case of them. And it's like, oh, my neighbors love them. We make enough that I supply on two sides of me. And John comes over. He supplies us with venison. I supply him with baked beans. Go ahead.
So when do you get the dried beans themselves?
Oh, they're in a can. They're canned. They don't come like they used to in the big jars, Boston baked beans, but they're good. And, you know, they're hard to find, the Boston baked beans. You can find several brands of them, but they're just not the same. I prefer the Boston brand, and they just taste better. They got a different flavor than the rest of them. So we just stay with them. If I got to order them and pay a little extra, then that's so be it. But they're just standard stuff. They used to come in a big jar. Now I don't even know if you can buy them in the jar. I haven't been able to find them that way in the last few years. Now they're canned. So, again, that's the pace of progress. It's good.
Well, speaking of green tomatoes, I'm right there with you. We like them as well. And I don't know if you like horseradish, but if you make a little horseradish sauce to go on top of them, oh my goodness, that is delicious.
Absolutely. A friend of mine who owns a gun store, he turned me on. He has horseradish plants everywhere. He said, you got to be careful with this stuff because once you plant it, it just goes everywhere. And sure as hell, he was right. He gave me like 5 plants, and I put them in the hedgerow behind the house. And I can't even tell you, there must be 12,000 plants on a yearly basis. So I go dig them up and try and destroy some of them, but it doesn't always work. We have horseradish. I grind it up. My dad used to eat it, just take it up, peel it, and eat it raw. And I can't quite do that. I can handle it, but it's one bite and I'm done. My dad was just gnawing that stuff, and it's like, good God Almighty, Dad, I think that's what killed him, was horseradish. Ate a hole in his stomach or something. But it's pretty funny, actually. We kind of like the same tolerances for that stuff, and I'm not a real spicy hot eater, but I do like a little spice once in a while. I made homemade pork sausage the other day. I buy it raw at the Kroger store, and then I put my own fixings and mix it up. And oh my God, it's quite a thing. I got it a little too hot more than once, and a little too spicy. But it's good. I got to learn to back off. So, sometimes a spoonful goes a long way. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I know exactly what you mean. You got to add a little bit at a time because you can always put more in, but you can't take it back out. But, no, have you guys ever tried canning your green tomatoes at the end of the season?
Yeah, I think Kathy did one time. She said, yep, that sounds like fun. And we used to do tomatoes and corn and mild yellow peppers, and it just got too much for us. Once you get up in age, you'll find that it's just not so much fun no more. But in fact, I think we still got stuff in the dungeon, I call it, in the basement where I am, in the back room where it's nice and cool and dark. We got stuff still from 99, I believe, 2000. And it's still fantastic. We popped one up the other day, and they're fine. They're just fine. In fact, they still got crunch to them.
Oh, yeah. My Aunt Helen years ago taught me about canned green tomatoes. And she goes, I can't believe you've never canned green tomatoes. And so I've been doing it ever since, and they're delicious. We got an air fryer a couple of years ago, and you pop them in that air fryer with I like to use like a breadcrumb coating and get a nice crispy, and oh my goodness, they are so delicious. Yeah, I'm getting to the point where canning is not as joyful as it used to be, but still do it, still put up a lot of our own food, but our garden works at the best early this year because we've got enough. We were just up north, as a matter of fact, got home yesterday, and I just want to do more of that. It was beautiful up there. The highest it got was like 71 degrees we were at, and we went across the bridge to D.C. and picked up a bunch of things and got them all. It was lovely. It was relaxing, and it was really good. Now I'm a little more refreshed. I can come home and get the things done, but I need to get done with a better frame of mind, if you know what I mean. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly what you mean. Yep, you're 100% correct. It's always good to get them little boys here and there. She had to go upstairs a little while ago over in here. You know, there's not a whole lot of choice. Kroger's in Emily City or Myers and here. Like, no. So she's grumbling all the time about having to go to the store. She seems to be one of them ones that likes to go every day just about. And I said, well, be thankful. I said, Germany and Italy, that's the way the women shop. They go on a daily basis. Their refrigerator is 8 cubic foot, and that's about it. It's just a little dinky-winky thing. And it's like I keep telling her, I said, you're lucky. I said, if we was in Dusseldorf or one of them places, you would be doing that every day anyway. So be thankful. It works out good. And it's the best way to go shopping if you're going to go shopping. It's easier to shop on a daily basis if you know what you want for dinner that night or lunch or whatever. It's more, I guess you would say, fresher at the moment. But again, that's not always true because it's a pain in the butt running to the store 20 miles away. So she's getting over that stuff, you know. No more military, no more none of that stuff. Just go to the store. Get over it. Sooner or later, get your gun.
All of a sudden, Rick. Do you hear it on your end at all when I'm coming back at you?
No, you're sounding pretty good. I switched the antenna once. I did have some static. I don't know if that's us or the repeater. There's been some issues with the repeater, I think, lately. And I'm not exactly sure what, but I'm experimenting with antennas. Well, I didn't put it up. A friend of mine did come and put it up for me because I'm not allowed on roofs anymore. Since that last fall and my broken back, I can't do a whole heck of a lot. But he stuck a 430 megahertz 70 centimeter antenna up for me on top of my cross 2 meter vertical horizontal 10 element each way, and that's proven to be quite a bit. I've been playing with that. It was fine. SWR was almost flat on both horizontal and vertical, and then I put the 430 or 70 megahertz, whichever you prefer, above it on the same mask, and that's proving that it raised my SWR to a 1.41, and that also raised the SWR to 430, but it's working fine. I can handle anything below a 3:1, so, and I can match the antenna with it, but it seems to be working, so I'm, depending on which way I've got this thing turned, it does make a big difference on the SWR, and since I'm capable of about 900 watts, it's kind of a zinger because I got to watch what I do. I forget to flip the switch and shut the amp off for period, because one of the antennas is only rated for oil and everything that's inside of it right now, so I gotta kind of remember more than I'm used to remembering. But it works. It works fine, other than a little higher SWR, so I gotta figure if I move it further up, or if a friend of mine can move it further up for me, if that will bring the SWR down. Or if I can change, it's on horizontal, my 430 right now. If I put it so it's maybe vertical and see what that does to it. Yeah, I don't know. Life is so much fun when you're experimenting with all this good stuff. Go ahead.
Oh, I know. We put up a couple of experimental antennas up north while we were there, and I was playing around. I took my radio with me, and got them working pretty well. I was talking to the West Coast on them, and we were down in the valley in a hole surrounded by trees. I was really surprised. So, but anyway, how are you doing since your surgery and your physical therapy? You getting around pretty well?
Penetrating the base.
Yes, I'm doing fairly well. I still have a lot of pain. They got me on all these pain meds, and my pain management clinic keeps giving me all this, for lack of other word terminology, pain pills. How's that? That's the easiest way to put it. And they got me on oxycodone and methadone and, you know, with the fractures, the way they broke my back, if it would have been just a little bit more, it would have tore my nervous system on my spine, and I probably would never be talking to anybody on the radio again, at least not coming into the basement. I would have to have it brought upstairs, and I would be wheelchair bound probably. They told me to just be careful when I walk, and it just takes me longer to get down here and twice as long to get back up. I gotta basically crawl up the steps. I gotta get down on all fours and use my two hands and my two feet and push a step and hold the rail, and it's kind of a pain, but this is my hobby, and this is what I enjoy. So I got to keep trying to get it so it's easier for me, and I just keep plugging along. And so far, I've been fortunate as it works.
Penetrating the bay.
Oh, they come right to the house. I got a nurse that comes, and then they got a therapist that'll show up sometimes Tuesdays, Wednesdays, sometimes Thursdays. They call and make their appointment time every beginning of the week. They bring their elastic rubber bands, stuff like that. They got different colored rubber bands. They got to stretch them and do 20 of them and 50 of them and 30 of these. Stand at my kitchen counter and, you know, pull and push and, you know, that type of stuff to get, just to keep limbered up. It's no fun for this. I just can't believe that I fell on my kitchen floor and done all this. I mean, for Christ's sakes, I was a paratrooper. I was 101st Airborne. I had 114 jumps, and I never got hurt. And I come home, and my own kitchen doesn't get unbelievable. That's the part that fits me. But what you going to do? It's a part of growing old and being life, I guess. So.
Yeah, isn't that the way it always works? You hear about all these people that come home from the war and then they get in a car wreck in their hometown and it, you know, puts them in a wheelchair or whatever. But, you know, luckily you are still on your own two feet, so You got to be grateful for that. I mean, you got lucky by the sound of things, and I'm glad for you. But are you driving, or are you getting out and about to the stores or anything?
No, I'm depending on Kathy. If she wants to take, if I ask her to go somewhere, she usually takes me. Otherwise, she's a grumpy old ass. And you know, she's listening in the speaker upstairs. Grumpy at times. I don't want to go there. That's too far away. And I put gas in the truck. I'm paying for the insurance. You take me. If we don't do it, nobody will. And I got daughters, so they like tagging me around. So it's not a big deal. We don't usually get to no scraps. It's just we're fun. It's fun because some of the stuff I like to do in the stores and the harbor freight. Like that. She likes to go to the shop and go in the family. And it's like, okay, I gotta set in the truck while you're doing this. And she's a seamstress. She likes to sew. She does embroidery on these. She's got huge machines to do all these fancy pictures and stuff. She makes purses. And she's quite talented when it comes to that field. And she goes to most of the craft shows and puts them, she's been to a lot of the craft shows. In fact, people are asking for her now by name, Kathy's purses. And she's having quite fun making purses for people. Not cheap, but they're not expensive compared to store prices. But she, you know, tell her what you want and she makes them to order, kind of. And she's having a riot with some of this stuff, what people want. If she can find patterns, she makes them to go.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like you both are pretty immersed in your hobbies. And you know what? That's what it's all about. You got to do what you enjoy, especially as you get older. I'm finding that out. If you just keep working yourself to death, it's like, you know, when
do you
retire and have fun in your golden years?
I hung on for a minute. I figured somebody would have a comment on that one. So far, everything I've seen about the golden years and the retirement ages and all that, they suck. I have been retired since 2010, and it's quite a different world, I can tell you that. I'm just not, you know, I'm used to it now, but at first it was like, oh boy, I can do this and I can do that. And, oh man, I can go to here and I can go to the gun range and I can make some more of this and do some of that. I never done any of it. And then I got hurt and fell, and it's like, oh my God, one thing after another. Anyway, I got to get out of here, and I'll go chit-chat just a little bit, and I got to get back upstairs. That's a five-minute process, but at least I can do it now. So it's not totally killing me, but hopefully I can get on there. I look for you, by the way. What was I at? 7254, I think I was. And I called you a few times. You wasn't there. I figured if I could maybe splatter you, so if you knew I was there, you'd come on. But I didn't hear you. I turned the amp on. God is way over audio. And I said, well, if she can't hear this, I'm running 280% audio. So I knew I was taking 10, 12 channels with me. Get your call out there, and I called you twice, and you didn't answer, so I thought, nope, she ain't out there, so I just shut her down and turned everything back down, but sometimes that's what you got to do if you don't have an absolute setup time to meet somebody, and I tried to get down and listen for you, but that don't always work. like it's 11 o'clock last night. I still ain't going to sleep, but that's the way my schedule works. I can't sleep all the time anymore. And I told the doctor about it. He says, yes, congratulations, you're on old age study. A couple hours here and there, maybe 3, maybe 4 hours. And you're done for a good 8 to 10, 12 hours. So it's like, oh, geez, that's some more good stuff to look forward to. So, anyway, Vic, it's been a pleasure talking to you. And tell your old man, I appreciate him giving you the sign that I was up here. Some husbands might not like that crap, but you got a good one, so hang on to it. And my wife's the same way. She kind of enjoys your note. She's got it. I got it. I kept the note. But she appreciates you caring enough to contact me. And she thought that was rather nice. So anyway, I'll say 7-3s. You have a marvelous day. Get out there and fix that eggplant. Tell the young man I said hi, and I'll talk to you maybe tomorrow. I'll try and get down around the 7.250, somewhere between 251, 255, somewhere in that general area I'm at as a rule. And I'll talk to you later. I gotta go. The little man's calling me for the other room. Talk to you later. Bye-bye, dear. 7-3-N-A-G-Y-U. Bye-bye.
The handheld and on the radio. I was looking around the 7251 for your cars. Net. Listened to that several times, but I never heard you. But we'll catch each other. Have a great afternoon. Thanks for shouting out for me. I'll talk to you later. 7-3.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good afternoon, 1400 hours, sunny, 75 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours, mostly sunny, 77 degrees. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Good afternoon, 1600 hours, mostly sunny, 77 degrees.
A8 DPL mobile.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 78 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good evening, 1800 hours. Sunny. 77 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny. 75 degrees. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly sunny. 72 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly clear. 66 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 61 degrees.
Golf Oscar Juliet looking for a signal report. Kilo Echo 8 Golf Oscar Juliet looking for a signal report.
Kilo Echo 8 Golf Papa Juliet. This is KE8RNE. Kilo Echo 8 Romeo November Echo KE8RNE monitoring.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly cloudy. 61 degrees.